Rundown May 17th, last night, Warriors Thunder, that's topic one. The travel call. Dan, you and I fought about this last night a little bit. Keith was involved in the fight, so I'm going to go to you first. We're going to disagree. Let's get it out of the way. Travel call. Go ahead.
Being upset about the NBA refs screwing up one is stupid. Being upset about the NBA refs missing a travel call is really dumb. They never call travel.
But the examples...
It was magnified because of the moment and because Russell Westbrook did that. He almost did that like Chris Webber thing where he like stopped and you could almost like sense it. But my point stands. The Warriors blew that game by being fucking clowns in the second half. They didn't have the same intensity. They were with those last 4 minutes of the first half. I would have thought the Warriors were going to win by 25. The way they brought in that small lineup and just fucking blitzed the Thunder, and Westbrook wasn't looking good. And I mean, it was just they lost that game for a million different ways. I just can't cry. You can't cry over spilt milk. You can't cry over NBA refs missing travel calls.
All the examples in your like kind of rebuttal blog on it though were just like the like happy feet in the third quarter. Like that's whatever.
Those are travels.
Happens.
They don't call travels.
This is a totally different kind of travel. They're pressing and it's the defense is causing this travel. It's when you have to have a heightened sense of it. It's like the Kawhi Leonard the other day.
They also didn't call Klay Thompson. You know this is coming.
You know this is going to be a tight play. You have to be ready.
Klay Thompson was reaching in on that play. NBA refs suck. I used to get upset about NBA refs. It will drive you insane if you get upset about NBA refs. Every morning they have to apologize for fucking up.
It was literally the Warriors on. Yeah, the refs always suck, but doesn't mean you just stop blaming them. Like that was, you blew that call. That was a big blown call. You can't say, I guess you can technically say, but like, you should have hit that three-pointer in the third quarter instead of hoping for that travel call. Yeah, there's a million different reasons every game ends in a certain way. But that was a huge moment. You can't say the reason we fought was because Russillo tweeted, who cares about the travel? There's cause for concern with the travel.
That's not why the Warriors lost. That's my point. The Warriors lost because they played like clowns. They didn't play with intensity. They just expected their three-point shots to fall when they needed them to, and they didn't. The Warriors lost for a million reasons, not because of the travel call.
That's one of them.
There was a period of time where the Warriors missed like 8 straight threes, and I don't think Steph Curry even took any of them. I mean, people were just chucking, having a grand old
Draymond
time.
Draymond Green was taking weird shots. Like, terrible. Dude, they were getting away from what they do.
I totally agree with you. That being said, I think a lot of the examples people are throwing out of travels are like Fight said, an inbound pass at midcourt where you shuffle your feet, a breakaway layup or dunk where that guy's going to score whether he takes 2 steps or 3.5. In a situation like this where you're trying to force a turnover, the defense did their job to disrupt Russ Westbrook with that ball and force the travel. I'm not going to go nuts over it because, like you said, it is the NBA. But my counter to everyone being like, they never call that. If the refs called that a travel, nobody is saying, come on, nobody calls a travel. Everybody would have been fine with that being a travel because it was.
If the refs call that a travel, everyone flips out because they didn't call the Klay Thompson reach-in on the play.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, where you can just kind of go round and round and round forever. But it was, I think there was a much more blatant travel than a blatant reach-in.
I'm with Kevin. Kevin, I agree. Dan, you're incorrect. Next is, afterwards, Steven Adams called Klay and Steph quick little monkeys.
I don't envy guards, mate. They're quick little monkeys, those guys.
Which we actually talked about this the last time I was on the rundown, and it's proof positive today. Everyone's just like, it's just Steven Adams. If you want to be racist, you just have an accent. Be from anywhere else, and it's totally fine. Everyone today was just like, it's just culture. It's different. In New Zealand, they chase monkeys or something like that.
You're also throwing in that mate at the end there. You have the accent. You throw in a mate. You talk like, Crocodile Dundee, and nobody really takes you seriously. So you could have said anything. He could have probably dropped an N-bomb. They're quick little N-bombs. Nate, dude, nobody would have cared.
I love Steven Adams. I think he should start every game with the gauze up his nose. He's like – it's because of the New Zealand thing. Like, if he was a guy who went to Duke, we'd all fucking hate him. but he's got that rough and tug, you know, like he's looking for the contact. He's kind of like grinding out in there. I love him. So I'm cool with whatever he does.
Last night where they tried to lob him an alley-oop and then he got like the rebound.
Like dribbled, with massive hands and just.
Fiasco. Millmore's vine of Adam Morrison taking the Mario mushroom and upgrading to Steven Adams was perfect. That's exactly what he is. Because we would hate him if he was Duke. We would think he's like a weirdo like Adam Morrison, but he's like this grinded out tampon up the nose kind of guy. I love him.
The last thing, and it's crazy that it even took us this long to mention it. How does KD get away with it with just no one bashing him? If that was LeBron, he would get killed today. He was so bad.
I have written this blog a million times before back when I used to, back in my former life where I tried to defend Carmelo Anthony. There's a lot of times where Carmelo and KD play identical games and nobody gets on Durant. He ended up hitting that big shot at the end. He was
I think people were getting on him a little bit. I mean, he was passive. He didn't attack the hoop. I don't know what he was doing. He was missing shots and he wasn't going you have to go to the basket in the fourth quarter in a playoff game. And he was just standing there taking his, like, 18-footers. It was weird. It was weird to see.
You go 10 for 30, you better win. I mean, if they lost that game, it would be a lot worse for him.
That's fair. The win soothes all. Next up, Knife Lady. Dan, this was yours. Where was this again?
Indianapolis,
okay. She carries a knife. Looks like 6 inches. It's one of those Crocodile Dundee, like, this is a knife. Nice. Yeah. It's a real fucking knife she's carrying with her. She has to do it so she can steal your DNA if you try and kill her.
You hate to have this kind of stuff in your car, but I'm legal. Because if you look like you're going to stick your hand or a gun in my window, you might get away with killing me, but I'm going to get some DNA.
Dan,
I love this old lady, and I love the fact. I mean, when you get to a certain age, you can just be the guy who sits, like, you know, in your front porch with a shotgun, like, get off my lawn. It's just old people can do this. They can wear, you know, tracksuits. They can crash their cars. They can shoplift and say they're confused. They can do all. They can call, like, waitresses hun and shit like that, and
be racist.
Sweet cheeks. Yeah, racism, casual racism. When you get to a certain age, you can just do all that shit. You wear a scally cap. Can't wait till I get that old enough that I can wear a scally cap. So these are the things. These are the perks that come with being like an old bag of bones. And one of them is carrying around a huge knife and threatening people on live television.
And those threats, my friends, are very real.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are people who carry maybe some mace, maybe a little gun. You have a little knife on you. When you say, I'm going to get your DNA, That's a person who's used a knife before. If that's me, I'm saying, like, hey, you might rob me, but I'm going to stab you with my knife. A person who has stabbed another person with a knife says, I'm going to get your DNA. That chick is real for real.
And she, like, totally was fine with getting killed. She's like, you might kill me. Like, what?
That was the one thing.
You're admitting defeat. Like, go ahead and murder me. But I'm gonna get you good with one poke at this knife.
That's when you were listing all the things old people can do, and it's just also just be ready to die. Like, openly admit, I'm ready to die. I'm Biggie. You can kill me. You can steal this. But I have a goddamn fucking huge knife, a machete in my cup holder, and it's gonna get your DNA before you get away.
Never get in a fight with a person who's willing to lose, who's not afraid to lose.
Been here 85 years, bud. Long enough for me.
Yeah.
Next. Pizza Brawl, this guy is the best. This is the perfect guy ever. He has a 20-person brawl going on around him, late night drunken brawl. Happy as a fucking clam, sitting on the ground eating his pizza. He's got no other cares in the world. Kevin,
there's two like worlds when you're that fucked up. There are the people who brawl and fight, and there are the people who just want another beer and some drunk food. And we saw, like, the Venn diagram come together. It's rare. It doesn't rarely, you know, it usually doesn't happen. But we got to see the drunk behavior come together. I think we're all pizza guys. I don't think anybody is a drunk brawler in this pack. You got to be real fucked up to be eating your pizza in the middle of that brawl. But I think we're all this guy.
Dan?
Yep. It's either you hook up with a chick, you go get food and pass out, or you try to start a fight with someone because they smudged your pumas. So that's and I agree. I maybe in a former life, like, I actually cared about when people like bumped into me at a bar, but I am 100% team pizza guy on this one.
I like how you threw in the maybe you go hook up with a girl. Oh, okay. That happens once every 2 years probably you land the girl. Every other night you're the guy on the ground eating the pizza. That's fine. That's where I'd always
usually
want to
be. The fight guys are the guys who thought they had a sure thing all night and then it
I was
and
those two people are the same fight. Guy. Yeah, I'm going to fuck a girl.
Yeah. They've had like a boner at the bar for the last 3 hours, and they walk out and they got nothing, and they just want to punch someone.
They bought that drink, that girl, two fucking drinks, bro. I bought her two drinks. I gave her a half hour of my time. Who the fuck does she think she is going home with someone else? Russell Wilson next. Russell Wilson gave a graduation speech at Wisconsin. Dan, alma mater, shouts. He lied in the entire thing. Like, it was... He lied about getting kicked off the team at NC State or being told he's not welcome back. He lied about being this kind of benched baseball player for his whole career and then coming up big and hitting a 125-mile-an-hour fastball over the fence for a game-winning home run. It was – I mean, how can you like this guy? He's just such a fucking loser. It pisses me off. Dan.
He's a goober. He's a total goober. And – it's the old Costanza line, and it's not a lie if you believe it yourself. Russell Wilson 100% believes that he has faced all this adversity and that he was, you know, always told not that he couldn't play baseball and then always told he couldn't play football. It's all bullshit. Yeah, he was, you know, undersized coming into the NFL, but come on, man. He was unbelievable at Wisconsin. He was good at North Carolina State. He couldn't hit a curveball. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I mean, I'm not surprised, though, that he's lying here.
He said he had gotten 500 at-bats his freshman and sophomore year, and then his junior year he hadn't played at all, which was his draft year, and that's why he was really down and out. When in reality he got, I think he had 173 total at-bats freshman and sophomore year, and then he had a career-high 98 his junior year. And it was in his fifth game. He said he like hadn't been playing, and it was game five was when he finally got in. That was when the coach put him in to hit that 125-mile-an-hour fastball.
I love when people lie for, like, no reason. He didn't need to throw out all those stats and then have people look them up and shit. There was no reason for it. At the same time, though, everybody's been sitting at a graduation speech before. That totally fucking stinks. You want to lie and embellish and exaggerate so that it's a little more entertaining? I can get down with that. But his whole routine, I mean, like you said, all right, you were undersized. Nobody has talked about that since you won a fucking Super Bowl, man. That ship of you being, like, unfairly judged, that sailed a long time ago. So relax with that whole rhetoric.
Graduation speeches in general are such bullshit. I mean, they're so masturbatory.
Would you rather someone, like, I don't know. If you lie to me but it's more entertaining, so be it.
But just the, like, no one even, do you remember? I was hungover. Everyone was hungover. It's like you finish college, you get really, really drunk for a week straight. And then you have some fucking adult stand there in a gown and talk to you. You don't remember shit. They just do it so that they can say they did it. It's all really stupid. I mean, it's just all really stupid.
Do you know who my senior year graduation speech was? Willie Randolph.
Ha!
He was the manager of the Mets at the time, and they were, like, cooking. But looking back on it, it's like, that was pretty like bottom of the barrel, huh, guys?
I understand the whole thing because I think athletes do this. I think to be a successful person, you have to manufacture this motivation. Like in his head, that's how things happen.
Yeah, no, he lies to himself. Yeah. Right.
But
yeah.
like I think Paul Pierce says Magic Johnson made him cry on a playground when he was 12. And Dwight the other night said that Magic Johnson, when he was 14, told him he's never going to be in the NBA and give up his dream. Like, either Magic Johnson's a huge dick or those are just made-up stuff. Like, they're probably stretching of the truth, which I get. But what pisses me off the most about Russ is that he went on Twitter after and apologized. And he's like, nah, you know I got love for you, NC State. You're my dogs or my wolf pack or whatever. That's fucking annoying. If you don't grovel for their attention again. Just, like, you burn that bridge, be done with it.
Right.
Next up is Sinead O'Connor. She went missing yesterday. Dan reported that. Dan then found her too, I believe.
I did.
Today she says
Dan is the like missing celebrity authority.
It's kind of a thing that I got now. And when I say found her, I did nothing. And then someone tweeted me said we found Sinead O'Connor, and then I said job well done.
Today she says she put her family between a rock and a hard place. She announced that she's not sure what her next plans are. She's either going to sue her whole family or kill herself.
That's such a power move. That's great. What? I love it. I fucking love that move. What does her family say now? Her family, I mean, they got to probably be pulling for suicide, but they're not going to come out and say that.
A lawsuit, that's years in court and stuff like that. A funeral planning's pretty quick. You knock that out in a weekend.
Sinead.
Try a couple times and then you don't want to have to go to court and get a lawyer and all that shit. Just save us. I wonder how she said it too. She sit everyone down like, listen, here's the deal, guys. Either I'm going to kill myself or you're all fucking going to court. What was that conversation like?
Would love to hear the eulogy at that funeral. At least we're not getting sued.
Yeah, at least we don't have to pay our lawyer.
It's like a self-ultimatum. Tomorrow I'm either calling lawyers or I'm fucking swinging from a chandelier. I'm not sure, but one of those are happening. Be ready. Lastly, there's not much to say on this one, but this was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I laughed a lot watching this. The medieval spear throw. This dude at a Renaissance fair sees a drone overhead. Not into drones. Great spear chuck. Knocks it right out. Dan, what do you got on it?
We all know that when you go to these fairs, they take it very, very seriously. I love his commitment. I need guys like this. I don't want to go to a medieval times fair or whatever and start talking in regular, 2016 English and have them respond to me in kind. I want them to go full blown. And we know. I mean, when I murdered all those people and then they got really upset. Know how it goes.
Looking back on it, actually in the moment, but even looking back on it now. The fact that everybody just went along with you murdering them. They were like, well, I'm dead. I have to fall to the ground.
I murdered 50 people.
He murdered me again, but I have to play by the rules. That's the code these people live by. Dan could have killed you 100 times, and on the 101st time, you would still have to be like, I'm dead because I'm at the King Richard's Medieval Fair, and those are the rules. But you can't have drones. You can't have electronics.
Looking back on it, I think my problem was, I had two problems. One was that I murdered too many people. I got a little bloodlust.
Happy.
Yeah, right. And then two, I distinctly remember murdering a woman and my wooden sword kind of grazed her neck and might have given her a splinter. And I wanted to be sorry, but she was dead, so I couldn't say anything to her. So I think she's the one who complained.
In her defense, man, you get a splinter in your neck, I'd kind of be that's enough.
The cops are we're going to charge you with real assault. It's for fake murdering people?
Oh, my God. Those people are so weird. I love it.
So it makes sense that this guy's taking drones out of the sky.
They're kind of like Foul Ball Guy to me, where it's they're so passionate about this weird thing that you kind of got to give it up for him. Don't bring a fucking drone around a Renaissance fair. That's not allowed. It's not part of the times. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Why would there be a metal bird flying?
The worst part, too, is middle of the day. We're starving, hungry. All I want is a burger. And we had to have those mutton legs.
Oh,
I was like,
so bad.
Can you just give me some French fries? Why do I have to eat the lamb leg over here? What's going on?
You got to drink ale brewed in that mud water. Everything's churned. It's all disgusting. But I gotta give it up to him. I think it's pretty unique and cool.
Yeah. Bunch of nerds.
We got anything for the after show?
You guys ever LARPed? That's a trip.
You've LARPed?
I've LARPed. I once walked by a LARPing session. It was actually in college in Madison. And I was like, yo, can I LARP? And they just killed me. They killed me immediately. Because they basically, all these guys, the older guys have armor and shit. And then the new initiated guys have just a sword. And they just go around just fucking killing all the poor people with just a sword. So they're like, here, yeah, you can LARP. And they handed me a sword. And then they just killed me within 2 seconds every time they started.
So that's why you were so into killing people at King Richard's Fair. You had a lot of revenge.
Payback.
LARPing sucks. It's fucking worst. But they were serious, man. They were at the honor system and all this bullshit. If you get your leg cut, you have to go to one knee and all this wild world. LARPers, man.
Is LARPing World of Warcraft or is that knight stuff?
LARPing is they walk around with foam swords and fight each other in parks.
But you're pretending to be knights, not video game characters?
Yeah, correct.
It's kings and queens. It's Game of Thrones shit.
It's the video game nerds who probably went to college and like to read books instead of playing video games. And then they do video game nerd stuff in real life.
To make it way less nerdy.
No, it makes it way more nerdy.
More nerdy, yeah.
I was being quite sarcastic with that one, Dana.
Yeah. No, it was the nerdiest thing.
Hey, how about just like a bunch of dead people from Detroit on our website today?
Dude, listen.
I didn't even watch the video. Like, why are we posting OD videos?
Look, I didn't even, when that email came into tips, I didn't even open it. Because that's something I would get yelled at for posting. So I didn't even open it. I didn't watch it. Once Dave saved it and I had to schedule it, I took a glance at it. It's horrible. It's really bad. It's also really fucking funny, man.
God.
Dude, what these people are like, they're all pretending to be doctors. You know when you kind of lift open the hood of a car and you kind of pretend to know what you're talking about? That's what these people are doing, only they're doing it with people's lives. And they're like, dude, they're saying two exact quotes were put some ice on his nutsack. And then pour the milk down her pants. Pour the milk down her pants.
Dude,
and they
need
did
to
it.
Remember this, though, they... next time Portnoy yells at us, because the whole we don't make fun of death unless it's if it's in America, that rule, Dave's rules are so willy-nilly, it's unbelievable.
He'll
and you're right.
It's not America.
If Nate had posted this or you had posted this, maybe fired.
Yeah.
This was absolutely one of those things where it falls under like the – if it's not funny enough, we shouldn't post it. That he like he's all high and mighty on. He was like, Peter Chernin told me that I have credibility because I told Nate not to make fun of that dead guy. Meanwhile, Dave, you're posting OD videos that are making fun of actual fucking dead people.
Do we know
not
they're
even
dead?
People who are in the process of dying.
We watch people expire on camera.
I bartered with myself, and I was like, look, I'm just not going to look at the dead people. I'm just going to listen. And that's kind of what I did. It was an audio video for me. I kind of closed my eyes and just listened.
You listened to an OD Detroit podcast.
Yeah, I didn't really see what people were talking, what was going on. I just heard people yelling about putting ice on his nutsack to wake him up. The milk kind of worked. I'm going to say that. The milk down her pants kind of fucking worked. She kind of jolts up. I don't think she died. I think he might have died. I'm going to be honest. I think he might have died.
Oh, that dude was dead as a doornail, John.
But
so dead.
But part of me, I like a happy ending. I think she survived this one. I think she came back. Because she was kind of kicking.
The whole thing was so – the needle in the leg is so graphic. That dude was absolutely 100% expired. No heartbeat. No brain function.
They were beating the shit out of that dude.
Yeah, if he wasn't dead, they'd fucking kill him from whacking him.
She's probably doing well now, you know?
Yeah, she's great.
Her boyfriend died live on camera. She's got a heroin addiction. She's getting made fun of on the internet. She's probably adjusted.
Real happy ending. Some Disney shit. They're selling the movie rights right now, John.
I liked at the end where I was thinking, when I was looking at it to post it, I thought maybe I should rip this video because Dave gets mad when his videos get taken down. So I thought maybe I should rip it. And then at the end of the video, it was like a Jenna Marbles video. It's like, subscribe. Like, these people are looking to get famous off it. They're not taking this video down anytime soon. They want to get internet famous off this video.
Maybe it's fake.
Maybe we're all doing
that's it. It's fake. It's totally fine to laugh at.
I'll tell you what. The internet needs to, like, continue to develop, and, like, that would be the next thing. We have to fake, like, dead OD videos.
It was an important video for this reason, though. How about the response time in Detroit? I mean, that was 5 minutes of someone dying and just nothing.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably about 10 or 12 of those all around the city at any given moment they're responding to.
I think at the end of the video, like, the soccer paramedic showed up. That's all Detroit has. They come running up with the stretcher.